Owen Jones joins us now, columnist for The Guardian. Owen, good evening.
Good evening, Ian. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Do you think that there is an existential crisis for the Labour Party?
Well, if by existential crisis you mean people are asking if Labour aren't standing up for the people they were founded to represent, then that raises a question mark over what Labour are for, then yeah. I mean, let's remember what Labour are for. The clue is in the name, of course. They were set up to represent working people. The idea was to represent and advance their interests, to make, if you like, the lives of workers and their kids better, sunnier tomorrow than their lives were the day before. And this is a welfare bill which attacks people often patronised as strivers, as hard-working Britons who are doing the right thing. And it will mean the children of supermarket workers and cleaners being driven further into hardship. And if Labour doesn't take a stand against those sorts of policies, then of course people are going to start asking, well, blimey, you know, I mean, yeah, sure, we have to make compromises in politics, but you only join the Labour Party to abolish child poverty and to stand up for working people. And if you're not doing that, then why are you in politics in the first place? So that's why people are saying things like that.
And do you think this is why Jeremy Corbyn is doing a lot better than people thought that he might?
To a degree, yes. I mean, you know, when people talk about a rebellion yesterday, some might say, well, there was a rebellion by the party leadership against the founding purpose of the Labour Party and the people who were, you know, voting against the Conservatives. And this is so odd, the rebellion of people voting against the Conservative government. They were the ones who were doing their best to do what Labour was set up to do. And I think the problem that, you know, the kind of party establishment have is the surge for what Jeremy Corbyn represents is because a lot of people are thinking, well, look, you know, we shouldn't have been outmanoeuvred by the Conservatives because Ed Miliband only offered an £8 minimum wage by 2020, which was derisory. Now they're offering £9 an hour, albeit making working people poorer by cutting in work benefits, that we should be talking about, you know, why should we have our railways partly run by the German and French government but not run by the people of this country? Why shouldn't we have proper tax justice? And when so many people are struggling whilst those at the top are just doing so incredibly well, that if rights are good enough for European workers, they should be good enough for workers in this country, and so on. And I think those are issues which strike a chord with a lot of people. And there's a sense amongst the other candidates that, for a while at least, there was a sense of dancing on the head of a pin, not particularly coming up with an inspiring, coherent alternative. So no wonder so many people, of course, are flocking to Jeremy Corbyn's campaign.
But, I mean, you're supporting him, aren't you?
Yeah, and the point about Jeremy Corbyn, because I've heard a lot of guff about this, and it's getting quite a vicious campaign. It's a sense of belittle and demonise him and ridicule him and so on. And, you know, he's an underdog. The odds of him winning are very, very low indeed. But he is somebody who is putting on policies on the agenda. And for me, actually, someone on the left, and I challenge myself here, people on the left, as in those who don't subscribe to the old New Labour formula, have a challenge. How do we prove that we can offer inspiring policies that appeal to both low-income and middle-income Britons? That's the majority of society, working people. Now, I saw today, Jeremy, policies he was suggesting on the railways was not to do the old-style nationalisation, but to have passengers, for example, helping to run those rail services. And I think of the middle-class commuter on the commuter belt of London who are, you know, paying, you know, it's cheaper for them to fly halfway across the world sometimes than travel by train in their own country. Those sorts of policies can be actually made to appeal to people like that, not just this sense of...
Well, I agree with you to the extent that that is a massive challenge for people like Jeremy Corbyn, people like yourself, because you will know your electoral history, that there has, with the possible exception of the Attlee government in 1945, and you can't really compare that to the modern day, the Labour Party has never won a general election from the left. It's always been from the centre where they've done best. And there's always going to be that hurdle to cross, isn't there?
Well, I mean, you say that, but I mean, the Conservatives in the 1950s were arguably running to the left of a lot of what Jeremy Corbyn today is calling.
Steady on.
The Conservatives in the 50s defended far higher taxation. We had, 95% taxation under those Conservative governments at the top of society? Public ownership of everything from aeroplanes to rail, where, for example, we had far stronger trade union rights, which the Conservatives defended and treated them as equal partners, where they competed with Labour over who could build the most council housing. Yes, of course, there's been, in the last 30 years, a dramatic shift to the right in British society. But I happen to think, actually, it's common sense mainstream opinion for most people in this country that the rich, who are booming like never before, should be paying a fair share of their tax, that we should have a proper living wage, not the pseudo-fake living wage that this government have been offering. We can go further on that now because actually George Osborne is given an opening, that we can talk about things like, why shouldn't we run the railways of our own country democratically and actually reduce rail fares properly instead of lining the pockets of private owners?
Just finally, and you're going to groan at this, but I want a serious answer rather than a light-hearted one. I've got a tweet here from Pops who says, what a travesty that Owen Jones isn't standing as Labour leader. Now, let's assume that that's a little bit early for you, but why is it that you are content to be a commentator, but why don't you put your name forward for elected politics?
Well, firstly, you know, things aren't that desperate. I mean, it was very generous of my mother to tweet in like that. But I think the point, what I try to do so far, is firstly try and support candidates from, you know, kind of underrepresented sections of society. I'm thinking women, I'm thinking working class people, I'm thinking people, for example, who aren't white, because Parliament doesn't look like the society it exists to serve. And the other point is, to be honest with you, Ian, I'm not a personally ambitious person. My whole purpose is to try and reach people with ideas and causes and beliefs that are often ignored or airbrushed out.
But you can't actually, you can't change anything unless you are in a position to change it. And a commentator can't do that, whereas a politician can.
Well, I don't think myself it's individuals alone who make change. I don't, you know, I think that would, I'd have huge delusions of grandeur if I ever claimed otherwise. I think it's people organising together. Often people you don't even hear about, you know, people organising at the bottom of society. And that's the great tradition of this country, you know, people who won the vote for women, built the welfare state, the NHS. It wasn't just individuals who did that. It was people organising together. And for me, that's the point. And yeah, you okay. know what? You'll get people like me who go on TV. I look about 12 as well, and that annoys some people. How dare this gobby little, you know, he should be doing his
well, it annoys me because I look about 70. I mean, we have to leave it there.
Yeah, young as ever.
Owen Jones for Prime Minister. It started here on LBC. Thank you very much to Owen for that.